Jalen makes dance music, though not necessarily for the dance floor. Now, because of this, she is one of the most talked about names in electronic music. Tomorrow, she drops a new EP. It's called Embryo. And here's producer Phil Harrell.
Geralyn Patton grew up in Gary, Indiana, and she originally studied engineering and math.
Math is my first love, not music, though they're both one and the same.
Then she landed a pretty good job at U.S. Steel.
Put it like this, my life was stable.
Until she started experimenting with Chicago's electronic music scene. Then her career path shifted about as wildly as one of her compositions. She became Jalen.
Jalen has a rhythmic sensibility unlike just about anybody else in electronic dance music.
That's Philip Sherburn. He's a contributing editor with the music site Pitchfork.
Most electronic dance music is in a 4-4 time signature. Boom, 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 boom. Jalen typically works with triplets and polyrhythms and 3 against 4, 6-8, 12-4, 12-8, and then things that I have no idea how to parse.
Jalen's music changed as she traveled the world. A trip to Uganda introduced her to new percussion techniques, and India's hand drummers blew her away with rhythms she'd never heard before.
Completely, totally different rhythm switch at any given moment. That's actually my favorite thing, the rhythm change, and still never losing flow of what's being played.
Jalen often gets lumped into the category electronic dance music. But if you try to dance to some of this stuff, you might tear a ligament.
I don't think about the dance floor. What I'm looking at is movement. And movement can be anything for me. It can be the way a woman moves her arm, the way a man blinks his eyes. One of the movements that I've seen that inspired me from the movie Memoirs of a Geisha, when she first became a geisha and it was her premiere performance. That did something to me.
Jalen arrived at this approach by going outside the music industry for advice to her mother.
She knows me. So she knows when I'm being true to myself and when I'm not. For me, it's less about the music and more about, am I coming through a thing? She's like, exactly what you're afraid to do is exactly what you should be doing.
But during the pandemic, Jalen wasn't doing much at all. No globetrotting, no performances. And that solitude resulted in her new EP, Embryo.
I created this to keep my sanity.
And surprisingly, it moves her closer to the dance floor. Again, Pitchfork's Philip Sherburn.
She could have stuck with what people expected from her. And it's exciting to hear her kind of setting aside what could have become a crutch and trying something really new.
And Jalen's not done throwing curveballs. At the height of her powers as a musician, she says in the spring, she's going back to school to study math. Phil Harrell, NPR News.